This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pfizer and BioNTech say they will ask the FDA today for emergency authorization of its coronavirus vaccine, the first set of companies to take this step. But I want to better understand the process here. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst is on the line. Seeking authorization is the beginning of a process, right, Jasmine?
Correct. The Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the FDA, has said it will move, quote, as quickly as possible to approve the vaccines for limited use.
And if they get emergency authorization, it's not the same as approval of a drug. What's the difference?
Emergency authorization means the FDA facilitates availability of a product during a declared state of emergency, which it thinks may be effective. I should note, Pfizer says the vaccine is 95% effective and has said once the vaccine is cleared, they'll be ready to start distributing within hours.
But there's been controversy over emergency authorization of a vaccine, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's been concern over the politics of all this. The current administration has been pushing hard on getting a vaccine as soon as possible, and experts have raised concern over rushing the process. There's clearly also public concern. According to an October Gallup poll, only 58% of people said they would receive a vaccine.
Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, thank you.